Through the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum and welcome. You're listening to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about Arba'een in Islamic culture, so be with us.
Assalamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Today, Monday, 18th of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we listen to chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 34, and then we learn about it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين.
And mention when we said to the angels, prostrate before Adam. So they prostrated, except for Iblis. He refused and was arrogant and became of the disbelievers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
There is no doubt that prostration with the purpose of worshipping is deserved by none but Allah alone. Therefore, it is beyond doubt that the infallible beings, like the angels, prostrated themselves for Allah. But it was for the creation of such a splendid being, Adam, that they obeyed him by prostrating. Or if they prostrated for Adam, their prostration was a kind of obeisance, not an act of worshipping. Imam Ali ibn Musa Reza, peace be upon him, Shia's eighth imam, said, "The angel's prostration was for the adoration of worshipping Allah on one side, and for the obeisance and respect of Adam, peace be upon him, on the other side, because we Ahlul Bayt were in his seed."
عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بأبي الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمام منصور من آل محمد.
Today we're going to speak about Arba'een in Islamic culture. The caravan of prisoners of Karbala returned to this holy land 40 days after Ashura. And Shiites also know this day as Arba'een and mourn it. The number 40 is a mysterious and important number among numbers. In the Quran and Hadith, there are various references to this number, from the total of which we can conclude that the number 40 is a symbol of evolution and maturity and the beginning of a new stage. The Quran says in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 142, "And we made a promise with Moses for 30 nights, then we completed with 10 nights. In this way, the vow of this Lord ended with 40 nights." In this verse, God considers a period of 40 days necessary for the revelation of the Torah to Moses. just as his people, after refusing to enter Jerusalem, were condemned to wander on earth for 40 years, so that during this time they would realize their mistake and repent.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about one of the significant religious events in the Islam world, which is called Arba'in. Arba'in also serves as a platform for social activism and political expression. Pilgrims often use this occasion to voice their concerns, advocate for justice, and raise awareness about social issues. It is a time for reflection, spiritual growth, and strengthening community bonds. Overall, Arba'in is a deeply social and communal event that brings people together in devotion, solidarity, and acts of kindness. Arba'in is one of the largest annual gatherings in this world, with millions of participants from various countries and backgrounds. The diversity creates a unique atmosphere of cultural exchange and understanding. Based on some statistics, the holy shrines of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Imam Hussein once announced that 2 years ago the number of pilgrims who visited these two holy shrines were about 26 million. So let's say there is a part of it might go for the probable mystics in the estimates, or I don't know if we're in collecting the data. But let's think of half of it for two small cities. Islam world knows and heard of a great event of Hajj, and is quite familiar to with the concept of Hajj every year, that almost 2 to at most 3 million people take part each year. But in comparison to that, it is incomparable. The numbers of the participants or pilgrims that come here and there.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, delivered a speech on Arba'in. We can listen to a short part of it. The significance of the first Arba'in lay in that it was the powerful voice of Ashura. From Ashura to Arba'in, when the household of the Prophet, peace be upon them, returned to Karbala, these 40 days were 40 days of the command of the logic truth amidst the dark world of the evil rulers in the Umayyad dynasty. The true voice was the outcry of Zainab al-Kubra, an outcry of Imam Sajjad. Where? In Kufa and in the Levant, where complete darkness existed, these were the strongest voices. These were the voices that preserved Ashura. We do not know of any similar gathering in history. It is unprecedented. This movement is influential in raising awareness about Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, with the walk that primarily takes place between Najaf and Karbala every year. Arba'in has become global. Imam al-Hussein and knowledge of Hussein have come global thanks to this numerous international movements by the people.
كما في كربلاء قال الحسين لا إله مذلقا من كافرين حسين يا حسين يا حسين.
You're listening to today's special and Arba'in March, most magnificent religious gathering in the world. Every pilgrim becomes like a drop of an ocean and follows an experience of assimilation in the will of Allah. Pedestrians go to Karbala to melt in the devotion of Hussein, peace be upon him, purify souls and clear their minds of everything but love for Imam al-Hussein. They go to pay respect to their holy Imam and to understand the sufferings inflicted on Imam al-Hussein's family. They visit the holy graves of Imam al-Hussein and Hazrat Abbas, the family and the loyal companions of Hussein, and mourn all the hardship inflicted upon Hussein and his family, peace be upon them all. Pilgrims go to share in the sorrow of Ahlul Bayt and with Zainab al-Kubra and Imam Sajjad, muttering, "We wish we were present in Karbala on that day and would sacrifice ourselves for you, Imam al-Hussein."
Then if you examine the benefits of the ziyarah itself, my dear brothers and sisters, when you go on the ziyarah of Arba'een, have you seen the spirit of empathy amongst the people? We human beings, we are rooted in selfishness. And one of our greatest challenges in life is to uproot the selfishness in us, to become selfless, to have the spirit of empathy, helping one another, caring for one another. This is something that you see during the Arba'een walk, where millions of people, they forget about their comfort, and all they want to do is serve the visitors of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. Isn't this an amazing lesson that we need in our everyday lives, my dear brothers and sisters? The root cause of our problems in our families, in our businesses, in our societies is lack of empathy. We cannot picture ourselves in the shoes of other people. We don't empathize with them. And that makes us selfish. This is the root of our problems. Sometimes when you do marriage counseling, and you're trying to see where the problem is, I tell you, 90% of the problems that we have in our marriages is because of selfishness, because of lack of empathy. If the husband shows some empathy to the wife, they would not have problems. If the wife shows empathy to the husband, there is no problem. Sometimes all you need is just small acts of sacrifice, small acts of generosity. When your husband, your wife comes back from work, they've had a long day, whether at work, doing house chores, just show them one token of appreciation. One small act of generosity, show them. Whether it's a word, it's a glass of water that you give to them, just to thank them for what they went through. Do you think you'll have problems in the house that day? Even with small acts like that. Those people who have serious marital problems, they reach a point where they no longer appreciate each other's works. Even small acts of generosity like that, they become non-existent in the marriage. And that takes a heavy toll on the marriage. Small acts of sacrifice. Arba'een is about serving others. If I go to the Arba'een walk and the only lesson I learn is to serve others, then I have achieved that goal, my dear brothers and sisters. These are the amazing benefits from this amazing ziyarah.
Dear brothers and sisters, please keep us in your dua and supplication. We pray Allah for success of every Muslims in this world. Thank you very much for your time and fi amanillah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati.
مماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.